Good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. The question that we want to address on the program today is, what are the reasons for becoming and remaining a Christian? Why would one become a Christian? You know, the life of a Christian is not a bed of roses or a life of worldly comfort, ease, and luxury, but it is the greatest life one can live. Perhaps you may be wondering why it is the supreme life in view of the sacrifices one makes in being a Christian, and in view of all the suffering and ridicule that one has to endure as a Christian. Well, let us take Moses as an example. Now, of course, Moses was not a Christian since he lived before Christ, but he is a splendid example of why you and I should live a life of faith and obedience today. Listen as I read from Hebrews 11, verses 24 through 26. It says, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward." Now notice, Moses chose to suffer with the people of God rather than enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. But why did he do this? The latter part of verse 26 here in Hebrews 11 is our answer. It says, "For he looked to the reward." Yes, Moses chose to suffer with the people of God because he saw the end result of this life of righteousness compared with the end result of the wicked and pleasurable life of sin. Though one may enjoy the pleasures of sin, those pleasures are passing. They're only for a season. Eternal condemnation awaits that person at the end of his pathway. But the end of the journey for the faithful Christian is everlasting life with the Lord. Individuals become and remain Christians because they can look to the end result of this blessed life contrasted with the final result of a life of sin. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." But also, you should become and remain a Christian because that is what God, your Creator, wants you to be. You know, this ought to be sufficient reason for anyone. You see, God is our Maker. He is your Maker and my Maker. He has the right to our unwavering obedience and unfaltering love. He earnestly desires that we be His children. God does not want anyone to perish. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, God has expressed His love for mankind and has shown His desire for their salvation by the sending of His Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, God wants every responsible man, woman, and youth to become and remain His child. He wants to bless us. Why not respond to His love by becoming a Christian? Why would we turn our backs on a loving God and refuse to obey Him? But also, you should become a Christian because only as a Christian can one glorify God and be a preserving agency for good in any society. Jesus said that His disciples are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." He says in verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." In verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You see, as salt preserves, Christians are the preserving power in any nation. They are the brightening influence for good. They promote what is right and good and prevent goodness from being lost in the darkness of evil. You remember the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? They fell because there simply was not enough good left in them to save them from destruction. and our nation can also fall and crumble if there's not enough good left in it. Wickedness will destroy a nation. Righteousness lifts it up. As Proverbs 14, verse 34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. As salt preserves and light illuminates, so do Christians glorify God and preserve their world. And another reason why you and I should be Christians is because of family responsibilities. If you are a parent, you have a grave and serious obligation to your children and to God. This responsibility is to teach and to bring up your children in the chastening and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6 and verse 4. The question is this: how can the parent teach his child the way of the Lord unless he himself is walking in the way of the Lord? To walk in the way of the Lord is to be a Christian. How can you teach your children to reverence God if they cannot see it in you? How can you teach your children to love the Lord if they know that you do not love the Lord? You see, the person who loves the Lord will keep His commandments, John 14, verse 15. Those who love the Lord become Christians. How can you instill in your children committed hearts if they cannot see one in you? Remember, actions speak louder than words. If you tell your child by word of mouth over and over again to be a good person, but yet you yourself are not, which will he follow? Don't be deceived. How can a parent honestly teach his children to respect God and His laws when it is clearly evident that he himself does not? In short, you cannot expect to teach your children the way of the Lord unless they can first see it in you. Children learn the most about marriage through watching their own father and mother. Children learn the most about happiness in the home through experiencing it in their own family. Children learn the most about the decency and respect that husbands and wives ought to have for each other through looking at their own mommy and daddy. What children learn in the home, they carry with them throughout the rest of their lives. If children see hate and constant bickering in the home, they will learn to hate and fight others. But on the other hand, if children see love, harmony, and peace between father and mother, because mother and father love the Lord, they will also learn to love the Lord and experience love and peace within the home. When children are raised in the chastening and admonition of the Lord by parents who are Christians, they will grow up to be Christians who will be good citizens, kind neighbors, fine husbands and wives, and loving fathers and mothers. Surely, this is a reason why you should become and remain a Christian. But also, you should become and remain a faithful Christian because it is the only way to please God. The only way a sinner can bring joy in heaven is to repent. Jesus said in Luke 15, verse 7, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Also in verse 10, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. You see, God is a being who can have joy. God can also be grieved. Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. To grieve is to cause sorrow. You see, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are persons. Now, they're not human persons, but they are persons with feelings and emotions. They can have sorrow. They can have joy. Let me ask you, do you want to grieve God or do you want to bring joy to God? When I reject the gospel and refuse to become a Christian, I grieve God. But when I repent of my sins and commit my life to Christ, I bring joy to God. We should become and remain Christians because we want to please God. We want to bring joy to Him. And also, you should become a Christian because it is the only way to heaven. There's only one way to eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Peter said concerning Jesus, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. It is only through Christ that we will be saved and go to heaven. Jesus said to certain ones in John 8 and verse 21, I am going away, and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. In verse 24, he said, Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Those who die in their sins cannot go to heaven. Anyone who refuses to become a Christian is actually refusing to go to heaven. There is only one narrow way to life, and few will find it, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. The question is, will you be one of the few? You can be. The decision is entirely yours. Actually, there is only one real reason for not becoming a Christian, a child of God. Men and women often give many excuses and frivolous objections as to why they are not Christians, but truly there is only one real reason, and that is simply, I don't want to please God and go to heaven. I'm more interested in myself and having fun here in this life than in pleasing God and going to heaven. If you do not want to please God and go to heaven, then do not become a Christian. Live without Christ and you will die without Christ. But if you do desire to please God and go to heaven and to live with the Lord Jesus for an eternity in a place of joy, light, and love, then walk in the straitened, narrow way of Jesus the Savior. Well, how does one become a Christian? Well, he must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, John 8 and verse 24. He must repent of his sins, Acts 3 and verse 19. He must confess his faith in Jesus Christ, Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. He must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. The Lord then saves him and adds him to his church, Acts 2 and verse 47. He then must remain faithful, Revelation 2 and verse 10. The Lord will then give him the crown of life. Why not become a Christian today? Our time is gone for today, but before we close, I want to announce a special series of meetings that will be conducted by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. This series of meetings will begin next Sunday, March 25th, and continue through Friday night of that week, March the 30th. We have invited Kyle Pope of Amarillo, Texas, to come and present a series of lessons that will help those who are not Christians to see their need for Jesus Christ, and also to help those who are Christians to draw closer to their Lord. Some of the titles of the lessons he will be presenting are, Is Your Eye Evil? Is the Bible Relevant Today? Growing in Grace, God Who Tests the Hearts, Male and Female, and also When I Am Weak, Then I Am Strong. No doubt there are some lessons here that will be helpful to you, and so we encourage you to come and be with us. Again, that's March 25th through the 30th. We will meet at our regular times on Sunday, and then Monday through Friday of that week we will meet at 7 o'clock each evening. That's the St. James Church of Christ. Our church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James. That's where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Also, before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you're also able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. The web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurchofchrist.com.